So let me get your take on another case from practice. 67-year-old man who several years ago presented with an upper GI bleed. They thought it was an ulcer, treated him symptomatically. He was scoped. They saw some bleeding, but actually they did a biopsy, nonspecific, and had expectant therapy, but then had another bleed, ended up going to surgery and had a gastric gist. This patient actually, Emily, after it was resected, was recommended to have adjuvant imatinib, but refused to take it. Presented 3 years later with abdominal pain and nodal and liver mets, was put on imatinib. The doc tells me that he's an accountant, but he doesn't like taking pills, and has now been on the drug for 3 years, has had a partial response, is tolerating therapy well, but wants to stop taking it. Any thoughts? Any thoughts about the history, too?
Well, I think the history seems fairly consistent with what you would see in GIST, but in terms of the stopping therapy, there's been a study that's been done. There was a French study that looked at discontinuous therapy and basically stopping after one or more years of therapy. And, you know, the take-home message is the disease typically recurs. So again, just as in the adjuvant setting, there's questions about whether it's curative there, or even, I think it's pretty clear that in the metastatic setting, when you stop imatinib, you can expect a recurrence, you know, usually on the order of within the first year or so. So again, I think the big question here is, does it matter in the overall big picture? If somebody wants to take a break and they understand that they're likely to have recurrent disease down the road, can they reinstitute therapy and recapture? And they probably can.